Cast. New details coming to light about the leaker Edward Snowden and how quickly authorities may have suspected that something was wrong. Also, reaction from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and The Ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin, though, with the very latest on Edward Snowden, the defense contractor who revealed two big government surveillance programs, one targeting your phone records, the other focused on the internet in search of terrorist connections. Just who is this guy? Some early answers now from our Brian Todd.
Described as shy and self-effacing, the man who says he was the source of leaks detailing massive U.S. surveillance programs tells the Guardian newspaper why he did it. Edward Snowden says, quote, "I'm no different from anyone else.
I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong."
Snowden said that from a hotel in Hong Kong, after having left his girlfriend in Hawaii, where they reportedly shared a home. She's not the only person with whom he may have severed ties by leaking and then going public.
Edward Snowden told The Guardian that the only thing he fears is the harmful effects of all of this on his family, some of whom, he said, work for the U.S. government. We've confirmed that his mother, Elizabeth Snowden, works here at the U.S. District Courthouse in Baltimore, Maryland, with the title Chief Deputy Clerk for Information Technology and Administrative Services. Officials here said she was not available to speak to us.
Elizabeth Snowden also did not return our calls and email. Outside her home near Baltimore, she was no more eager to speak to reporters.
Please do not get in my way. Thank you.
The Guardian says Edward Snowden moved to Maryland from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where he spent his youth. CNN has learned he went to elementary and middle school in Crofton, Maryland, went to Arundel High School nearby, but according to The Guardian, he never got a high school degree. He enlisted in the Army in 2004, was discharged the same year. He told The Guardian it was because he broke his legs in a training accident. Snowden told The Guardian he got his first job at the NSA as a security guard. He later became an IT security specialist at the CIA. From there, he went to a private contractor doing work for the NSA. He said his computer skills enabled him to move up quickly, despite the lack of a high school degree. Before he took off for Hong Kong, he says he was making $200,000 a year. Edward Snowden told The Guardian he had high hopes when President Obama vowed a more transparent administration, but that he became disappointed in the president. We've learned Snowden's name is on two contributions last year, totaling $500 to Libertarian Ron Paul's campaign. Snowden tells The Guardian he hopes for asylum in Iceland, but he also said, quote, "All my options are bad." Brian Todd, CNN, Ellicott City, Maryland.
Well, as soon as this story broke, we sent our Miguel Marquez to see if he could learn more about Snowden by going to the last place he was before dropping off the map and ending up in Hong Kong. Miguel has new reporting tonight that at least suggests Snowden knew he wouldn't be coming back. There's that and signs as well that the feds might have been on to him earlier than previously thought. Miguel Marquez joins us now from Honolulu. So before he leaked the classified information, Snowden had said that he told his employer, Booz Allen Hamilton, that he needed some time off to seek medical treatment for epilepsy. But you're learning that police actually showed up at his home last Wednesday, which was the day before The Guardian's report on Snowden's allegedly leaked information. So were they there to check on his welfare?
Yeah, this is a part of it that's a little confusing. They did say there was a realtor at the house when they got there. She said that they were just asking, how's he doing, what's going on, but the house was completely empty. He had moved out of that house on May 6th, never told his employer he was moving. He left Hawaii on May 20th, and then when these two police officers, one uniformed, one out of uniform, the realtor wasn't sure if this was a federal official or not, but clearly officials were very concerned that he hadn't gone back to work and wanted to know where he was, where exactly his whereabouts. Their blood must have run cold when they realized the house that he thought he lived in was completely empty. Anderson.